heard there's some players that weren't training today. Tell us about that.
Yeah, a few guys. Obviously, it's pretty late in the season, and there's obviously a bit of management that goes on with that. And there was a few guys that just went back to the club and just did some stuff off legs. So at this stage, there's no issue with that, and they should be right for the weekend. But just managed today.
Xavier Dersma get through this morning?
He was managed. So we got another session on Thursday. So he's got another opportunity there to put his hand up. But yeah, hopefully he comes back in.
Expect a few changes given the disappointing result on the weekend.
Yeah, look, you definitely got to look at that. There was obviously a really poor performance as a collective, and the selection. I think we'll make a few changes on that performance, and obviously on top of that, the SANFL form's been outstanding, and there's some guys in really good nick in the SANFL. So when you've got that, you've got to make bring guys in that are in good form.
Where does that sit for you in career losses, given how season and everything, how it went on the
game? Yeah, in 13 years I've had some bad ones, some really bad ones, and that was definitely up there, and it definitely hurt a lot, and coming Monday and then watching some of it back, it was really, really disappointing. But in saying that, you've got to move on pretty quick. We've got another really important game this weekend, and so moved on from it. Felt the hurt and watched a lot of it back and learned a lot and move on pretty quickly.
What were the takeaways
from it? Oh, I think there was some pretty clear stuff, and the stats show that, the contestable stuff. Our defence, we call it live ball defence, when they've got the ball and transitioning the ball was pretty bad, and we've been really good at that all year. So for it to happen like that was really disappointing. But so we look at it and go, that's what it was, and that's not who we are. And that's where, we believe that we're still a really good side, and that performance was disappointing, but we've got some good stuff that we've been good at all year.
There was a bit of vision of you and Rocky having a bit of a robust sort of discussion at some point in the game, out and
yep.
How important to challenge your senior players when things are going like that as a former leader of the club?
Yeah, and I think that's what it is. It's a discussion around, we're both of us wanting to obviously make a change in game, and there was no animosity or anything towards each other, but it is important. You don't want to just fold over and accept what was going on, and certainly senior players, you've got to ask questions of what's happening out there, and we'll continue to do that.
There was so much to play for. How do you explain that to the supporters?
It's a tough one to explain. It's disappointing. It hurts, and we're hurting just as much as they are. There's no doubt about that. To explain why it happened, it's a tough one to say. We prepared as best we could, and we did everything we could during the week, and we knew it was an important game, and to turn up like that was disappointing. And the only thing we can do now is go out there this Sunday and put in a better performance.
So now you're hoping on other results.
No, it's not ideal when you're relying on other teams. But look, all we can control now is what we can do Sunday, and we'll go out there no matter what, and make sure we put in a good performance.
You guys will probably know the result of the Crows game. Ironically, you're relying on them to beat the Dogs, which probably wouldn't fill you with that much confidence. So, how does the mood change, or how will the approach change if you sort of told half hour before your game that they've been rolled?
Look, the mood won't change. Look, we've got to go out there and put in a performance, whether we're going to be playing finals or not. Every game's still important for our playing group, for our fans, for our club. So we're going out there no matter what. We will know, if we're playing finals or not, in terms of if results go away, but we'll go out there and play the way we need to play no matter what.
What sort of boost would it give you, though, then, on the other side of the coin, if the door's still open? What sort of boost would you get pre-game, knowing that the chance is real?
There'll be certainly a little bit of excitement there and opportunity, but as I said, it's not going to change the way we play. We're going out there to play the way we need to play, and obviously bounce back from a disappointing performance.
Say you guys end up finishing 8, 9, 10, 11. That's pretty much where everyone expected the Port to finish this at the start of the year. Do you think you're a better team than that, or do you think you've just performed as expected as a football club?
Look, external expectations don't really mean too much to us. And, our expectations of ourselves, we think we're a really good side. And I don't think At times this year we haven't performed to the level we needed to, and that's showed in the inconsistency in some of our results, and so that's been disappointing. There's certainly we've put in some really good performances, and that shows that we are a good group, but there's still some stuff that we need to work on consistently to become a really, really good side, and we get another chance this weekend to put in a good performance.
Is it fair that Ken cops so much hate from
fans? I'd say it's not, but I think that's the nature of footy, and coaches probably cop too much at times, and you know, a lot of it falls on their shoulders, which is the way it probably shouldn't be. I mean, they're not playing the game, but yeah, look, it is disappointing that he cops so much, but look, he's a very, very strong person and a great leader of our group. And look, we're going to go out there and play as a whole, and he's part of that.
You've been with him, Ken, for 20 years now as a player. Do you think he's the man to coach Port Adelaide into the next sort of finals success in the future?
Yeah, I've got no doubt. He's an outstanding coach and outstanding leader of men, and you know, we are all 100% behind him and love him as a person, as a coach, as a leader, as a mentor, and he's definitely the right man to take us forward.
Does that affect players then? I guess seeing, you know, the guy that you say 100% behind you,
yep,
love him as a person, as a coach, get, I guess, you know, so panned by fans, you know, all the time?
We try not to even think of it too much, and you don't really take too much notice of external voices, and if it doesn't affect Ken, it doesn't affect us, and it hasn't affected him in any way. He's been outstanding all year, whether the pressures come from outside or whatever. Internally, we're really strong as a whole, and he's a part of that.
He's admitted this morning that his future at the club is shaky if he continue to miss the finals, say for this year and potentially next year as well, which is understandable for a coach. How much responsibility do the players take in sort of placing him in the situation where his job's at risk?
Yeah, well, we have a big part to play. We're the ones going there on the weekend and putting in the performance. So, yeah, and as I said before, unfairly they get you know, treated and probably the first ones to sort of go when their performances aren't up to scratch. So I guess that's the way it is. But we certainly have a big part to play. As players, we've got to go out there and put in performance. But as I said, we're all in it. We're all in it together.
What does it do to the playing group to hear that, to hear Ken say, yeah, I could be in the gun if we keep failing?
Look, I think we've still got a lot of belief in what we're doing. There's no doubt. And I think we've made some big strides this year. So, you know, for him to say that, but still have so much belief in what we're doing is still pretty powerful. So we go out there on the weekend knowing that, you know, what we're doing and what we've been able to progress this year with is still something pretty special.
Is it almost a matter of sort of sticking up for him? Through performance?
Yeah, look, for him, for us, for our footy club as a whole, yeah. And that's what we do. We do that. We try to do that every week. You know, we go out there and to play for each other. And for our footy club and for our jumper, and sometimes the results aren't what we want, and you know, obviously the weekend was one of them, but we'll go out there and do as best we can for each other and for our footy club.
You said that there could be some selection changes. Do you reckon? I think the easy one to make would be something to do in the ruck, given how well Scotty Larson's been playing.
Yeah, well, look, he's gone back and performed extremely well, so I'd say he's put up his hand. Certainly to come back in the side, and look, yeah, so I don't know if there's going to be a change or not, but certainly he's in really good nick, and he'll be right up there.
Trev, Carol Wilson, I think, said last night that she named you and Robbie Gray have been asked to take a financial hit or postponement. Is that true?
No hit. obviously, the contracts are pretty personal, but so I won't go into too much detail, but from what I sort of know, it happens around the league. You know, adjustments and things like that, but yeah, no hit. Well, I'm still getting paid. What's that?
Like a deferment, is that right?
Yeah, and I think that happens all around the league. Adjustments in contracts. Obviously, I won't go into too much detail, and but I think it happens all around the league.
As far as you're aware, is that because of the club's off-field position, or they might have lost a little bit of money with declining crowds? And
oh, I've got no idea. Yeah, I've got no idea. I can't comment too much on that.
Does that make it, obviously, you know, Ken spoke this morning about having a clause in his contract about making the finals the next 2 years.
Yep.
Then Caroline last night on Footy Classified talked about the club was operating below the salary cap. Does that make it fair for Ken then that the club's not operating at the full salary cap, but he's been judged on results?
Yeah, well, I've got no idea if we're how much we're paying of the salary cap, and I've got no idea on Ken's contract, so it's pretty hard to comment. But I'd say we've got a pretty good group, to be honest, and we've certainly haven't performed consistently. So this group is still a very, very good group.
We've just heard that Ross Lyons lost his job. Given what's happened recently this year with other clubs that have sacked their coaches and the reaction from the players,
yep.
What are you expecting Sunday?
Oh, we're expecting a strong performance from Freo. There's no doubt about that. Obviously, they got us over in Perth early in the year. And, for some reason, whenever a coach goes, the performance goes up the next week from a side. But we're expecting a strong performance led by Fife. So we know that they can produce some really good footy. We saw that early in the year. And we're expecting a tough game.
Ollie didn't train, so you're
Yeah, well, he was part of that group that was just managed, so he was back at the club off legs, but he should be fine to go.
I was just going to ask one about Ollie. Has he lent much on you this year? It's been really frustrating for him his first year at this year, where he's missed 11 games, 3 of them injuries.
Yep.
Has he lent much on you?
We've had discussions, yeah. But for Ollie, it's just been, he just hasn't had that consistency in his body, and it makes it tough. And to lead a side while you're up and down with injury and obviously a little bit of form as well. He's led really well. Each individual leads in their own way, and I think him and Tommy have been outstanding. Considering, what he's sort of faced this year, it's only going to make him better as a leader, as a person, as a player. And we all get faced challenges in life and in footy, and he's going to be better for it. And I think he's led extremely well in terms of, what you probably don't see off the field and around the club, considering what he's been through with his body.
What kind of differences do you see between, I guess, obviously you were captain before, between, I guess, a solo captain and the dual captain model this year? I guess, can you see any, material differences?
I think the biggest thing is that they can really lean on each other a lot. And what you don't see, and, you probably only see the stuff on field and, they share that really well, and we've got multiple leaders on the ground. But what happens off the field and during the week, they can share the load a lot, whether it's media commitments and stuff around the club and leadership meetings, they're bouncing off each other. And, that just takes a load off each other, and they've been able to share that really well and as I said, lead extremely well during this year when it's been, challenging at times, some inconsistent performances, but they've been able to stand up and really lead.
Marcel, you said that you've got a really good group together, performance is inconsistent, etc. But is that from your point of view, are you looking and thinking, well, we will mature and next year we will become more consistent because of that maturity? Or is there other reasons that you've thought of this year that have explained what's gone on?
Well, I'm not done on this year yet. I still think we've still got a bit left. But there's no doubt we've got some really young kids who are learning their way. We've seen, some first-year players come in and learn a lot. And as I said, with the great group we've got, what you guys don't see is the stuff behind the scenes and what they're doing. And when you've got some young kids, there's going to come some inconsistency. But I think we haven't, played our game style consistently each week, and that's been, something that we've continued to work on. And there's been some ball movement stuff one week, and some inaccuracy, some inside 50 stuff. So they're things that we've got to continue to work at to get consistently right, and that's where the performances, up and down come from.
What about your own form, Trev? Sparkling year.
Not too bad. I've enjoyed it. Like, I've just had a lot of fun this year, and it's been nice to be back in the middle and enjoying my footy. And I think the biggest thing that I've learned is just trying to let go and just play your footy. When it comes game day, you've really got no control over any outcome. Just go out there and play your game, and that's sort of what I've continued to work on. And just enjoying it.
Thank you.
No worries. Thank you.